The following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
Okay, the eighth mitzvah of the mind is... We'll soon see that the mitzvahs of the mind, we think, it gets scary. And the Miller explains later over here in his Pirush in the Chovos HaVavos, much later on, he says, a person is exempted from the obligation to learn Torah during the time which he needs to devote to his parnasa. However, if you're not working, you got to learn. What's going to be if you didn't learn the time you could learn? If you're going to get a punishment, I hope we're not going to get a punishment. The Eibush is going to be, somebody told me, Bizmanenu, the Eibush is not going to be so medactic. Because if not, we're finished. I mean, if you got to learn every second when you're not working, unless you need time to recuperate this. But in America, I tell the people, you don't know how lucky you are, Mashiach didn't come yet. Because when Mashiach comes, there's no Shabbos Chanukah going away for Shabbos in the middle of the winter. Everybody's getting ready to go away. Two Shabbos Chanukahs this year. Mashiach comes, there's no going away. We're in the middle of Avodas Hashem. You can pick yourself up and go away to your father and know what you spent the whole Sukkot with. And there's Chodesh Av from Av to Elul. Yes, you guys don't know how lucky you are. Me, I don't go away for Shabbos, so for me, it's not going to be such an, it'll be a big adjustment, because I'm going to lose my whole Rabbonus with the whole business. But you people at Mamash have to be adjusted. So you can't go away. When you want to go away for Shabbos, Mashiach is going to say, should you go away for Shabbos? And it comes to me today, I'm going away this Shabbos, next Shabbos, and the third Shabbos. Mashiach comes, he's going to have to ask permission. Me, they don't ask me permission, they tell me. What do you mean you're going away for Shabbos? What's that you're going away? You're driving in a car, you have extra time. I come to a guy and I tell him, come out of Shabbos to learn 3 o'clock in the winter. He tells me he can't do it. I don't have time. But to go away for Shabbos, they all have time. If I could tell a guy, I ask a guy, please do me a favor. I want to learn with you tomorrow. I say, it's out of Shabbos, the Yitzhar is fire. Could you learn with me from 1 o'clock till 4:15? Can't find one customer. I have to help. Every Teretz, yeah. But if he has to go away for Shabbos, everybody's free. So you people are luckiest people that there's no Mashiach yet. Then it's not going to be, and who says you'll be able to have a Hanukkah party with ladies and sister-in-laws and whole families mixed together without a machitza? It's easy. Breathe. You're lucky. It's a Hanukkah party. A whole family what saw each other last week by a family wedding. They all saw each other by a family wedding. 2 weeks ago, have to get together. So Elamites, a mitzvah. Okay, Arav, Achva, Vereyes, Chreis, Purim now, we mix Purim with Chanukah. Rabbi Miller says, it's a Lobotka, Shabbos Chanukah was fire, but you learned as a smother. More than the whole year. Today you come to the yeshivas, and all yeshivas are empty Sunday Chanukah. And all empty. You can't even say anything. Which is degrading Klal Yisrael. I love Klal Yisrael. I say I do, but I'm working on it. But you're lucky. So we have to be, the Eibush will give us off. We say, take off a whole Sunday, Chanukah, sit by a Chanukah party. Say, how many can you sup? Chanukah, they wanted to be mashkich the Torah. And as much as I talk about it, nobody listens to me. Nobody. So then at least one say this Sunday, Chanukah. People go away Friday. Thursday night, they all pack up. For me, it's the biggest holiday. I'll tell you why. Because I enjoy best Lakewood when everybody goes away, because first it reminds me when I came here 31 years ago, it was a machaya. Clifton is empty, there's no beeping, it's a machaya. I never go to town Friday, not that I have to do shopping no more, I have all the kids already, but Friday, Shabbos, Hanukkah, I drive through the town, just to have the hanor of an empty town. You guys are doing me the biggest favor by going away. But when Mashiach comes, it's not going to be up to you. There's going to be a din v'dayim. Mashiach is going to say, like Moshe Rabbeinu used to give orders in the Midbar. Moshe Rabbeinu, you couldn't fight with your wife. Moshe Rabbeinu heard what was going on. He said, hey, what's going on over here? Today, you do what you want behind closed doors. No, Mashiach is going to come and be law and order. You want to go to, at the Sral, the middle of the mount, not to learn. You want to go to Tzfat. I hear somebody, what are you doing at the Sral? One of my respondents, I said, what do you do there for somebody? There's Rabbeinu de Kulama. How many G'daylim are there ready to go to? He He said, "What's Gedolim?" I was in Tzfas. I was in the Negev. I went to, I don't know, some certain names he gave me. Yashav Shlita, I don't think he was ever by the Tshuva Ben Yechayis Keva yet. Maybe once in his life. He's in Eretz Yisrael over 85 years, 88 years. So Efkevel today, everybody picks himself up, middle goes away for 10 days. So, us chaperayim till Mashiach doesn't come. So let's hope the Eibishter doesn't punish us for Shabbos Chanukah. It's a hefkevelt, it's a waste of time, it's a most choshev of time where Ashkichim Tere Tzacher comes to the Yetzahara, but we're not going to fight that because we lost the battle on that. And how many battles could we fight already? I'm trying to fight the blackberries and the blueberries and everything. How much could one person fight already? But let me tell you something. The Chorvitz HaLvava says that just like if you don't learn, you have a head to flip on us about when you're not working, you get punished. Every time, but you could think of one of these mitzvahs of the mind, and you don't think about it, you get a punishment from Hashem. You think that you could klotz. There's no such thing as klotzing, because you always could use your mind for the mitzvahs of the mind. So now we continue on the thing, and he says this is very chomer. Very chomer, he says. Now let's learn some other mitzvahs of the mind. You're sitting, so we learned last week of six of them, seven of them. Now we're going to go to another one. The Sheikh Lemitonov, to be humbled before him. To be humbled before Hashem means that our awareness of him makes us realize how small we are and how unimportant we are. When a person is not aware of Hashem, he becomes arrogant. In an empty world, he feels that it's important. However, when a person realizes that the world is under the control of Hashem, he is always humble. When you realize, so you're sitting and doing nothing, and you think, I once took home Rabbi Miller from Staret Cities for coming back from an Einikul's Bar Mitzvah, or Ur Einikul's Bar Mitzvah. So I drove him back from Staret City to Flatbush. So he asked he was with a bunch of cars on the, I don't know the name of the road. So he asked me, "Wiffel Menschen meint ihr, how many people do you think are thinking about Hashem right now?" From all the cars. So his Rebbetzin pipes up from the, she's sitting in the back. Rabbi Miller never sat in the front seat of the car. Always in the back seat because he held, I want to ask him why. Why does the Rav always sit in the back? Because when he opened up the front seat, he sang, "In the back." So he asked him, "Why does the Rav hold his seat in the back?" He says, "Because every time you go in the car, you use up schusim, you use up merit. And in the back seat, there's less, if there's an accident, there's less chance of getting hurt. The Mela, I don't have so many schusim to take care of, to keep me, to protect me. Maybe if I sit in the back seat." Ever think about that? You don't have a problem. Yankee Ravina says this week's parasha could point to you. The smite is chiyosa. Yeah, 14 years you lived in Shem Ve'eva. Didn't sleep. You ever had that problem? You ever came to the Rav of your kehila and said, "Rebbe, could point to you. Why is the Ebishta so nice to me? I'm 30 years old. I had a house. What do I deserve a house for? A house? Me? A house? A house? My grandfather didn't have a house all the years. Have a house? With a double parking, with this, that, katointi." Never asked that question yet. Never asked that question yet. Yankee Levine, Rabbi Miller was scared to sit in the front. And he said to me he'd rather take public transportation because there's less accidents in a bus and there's less chance of you get hurt. And every time you go in a car, you use up schusim. And I don't have so many schusim to use up. So in the back. You never did that once yet. Chas v'shalom, if they offer you a back seat, you're all insulted. And Rabbi Miller said all the years when I took him in the car, in the back. So the Rebbetzin says to him, pipes up, "You know, he raised that track like Rebbetzin, Rabbi Miller." From all the cars on the road, who's thinking in the car about the Eibishter? Rabbi Miller. You ever sit, I tried it today. I was going somewhere today in the car. I was trying to think. I couldn't think of learning, and the tape deck and my CDs that I took from Rabbi Miller didn't work. So I was trying to think of these machshavas I missed in mind. So the first one is, I was thinking of this one, what I just learned now, was to be humble before Hashem. Be honest. You're sitting and doing nothing. There's a mitzvah. You're making a mitzvah, the oireise, no less than putting on tefillin. They're thinking, Shenichna b'fanav, you're humble in front of Hashem. You ever thought that machshav in your life yet? Never! When you learn the Shilu Shisharim, I'm all you learn about it. But to sit, you're sitting nowhere, you're sitting. Shenichna b'fanav. And he says, when a person realizes that, then he changes his whole behavior. He becomes the novice. Shlema Merlach says, you should speak a little bit because the Hebrew is listening to you. So another mitzvah of the mind is to be humble before him. And Moshe Rabbeinu was the greatest man. It says, like, come Navi Oid Moshe Ki Yisrael. And still in all, he was an honor of Oid Mikol Adam. How does that go together? So Rabbi Miller says, because Moshe Rabbeinu knew the greatness of Hashem, so for Shteitzach, he was the humblest person around. The more you see the greatness of Hashem, the more you see you're a nobody. That's why the biggest tzaddikim are the humblest people. I once asked of Shmuel Birnbaum, the title, Pshat and Reb Moshe's Tshuva. Reb Moshe wrote a Tshuva in Tovshim Memalf. It's printed in Yeredei Achelik Dalet. He wrote a Tshuva as follows. How do people come to me for brachas? I'm such a simple man. How do I give brachas? I should send to the Gdeila Hador. That's a Tshuva. He's for answering the Meshi. You ever heard of Meshi Feinstein? The Grusha Guyin, the Grusha Tzadik, the Rabbi Shakol B'nai Agoyla, that was the Grusha Kola, the one who knew the whole Torah backwards and forwards, inside and out, with a Dibbis Moshe. He wrote a Dibbis Moshe and Kola Torah Kula 3 times in his life. Once two times he lost, and this is what he wrote, it was from America, really. The Dibbis Moshe, if you could write one Siman Dibbis Moshe, I'll give you all the money in the whole world. You can't write a Siman Dibbis Moshe, forget about it. Don't get Chalisha Zadat. Absolutely, didn't give you that kishon, don't worry about it. So, the Moshe Feinstein writes, Tshuva, how do I give brachas? Me? I should send to the Gdeila Ador. He explains that you never know that your tefillah might be a tefillah. He brings an eye, that he has to give a bracha. So I asked Shmuel Birnbaum, what's that Moshe playing games over here? Yeah, give bracha. Who should give a bracha if not Moshe Feinstein? You. Okay, I see it, Birchitz head, it cow be enacha. But still, Reb Shmuel Birnbaum told me a gewaldig about Eftin by Chasna. Reb Shmuel Birnbaum was a tremendous chassid from Reb Moshe. Whenever you heard a story or a memory from Reb Moshe. So I went over, I told him a few things from Reb Moshe. So I told him this tshuva. So he told me, he didn't know who I am. Take yourself, if you go to, you know one Mishnah. Amos I cleared in the Shemir Baharva, Meshosh Shekar, and Nechnas Lechel Betumos, and Mat Seif, Hashmur, Hashem, Dur Reb Leza, Chom, Mamad Chatzai, the rest of the Mishnah. I don't even know the rest of the Mishnah Bahar, but that's the first Mishnah in Shas. And you go to Alaska, he tells me. And in Alaska, nobody knows nothing. Are you going to hold yourself like a Psamanda Omar? You yourself know that one Mishnah is nothing. So you're not going to hold yourself a Balgaiva. One Mishnah, you know. So there, they don't know anything. That Moshe Feinstein knew what Torah is really all about, and what he knew what you could know, so he took a hell, he didn't know anything. It's like you in Alaska. That's what he said. So you see, even though that Moshe Feinstein was the greatest man around, still and all, he was wondering why he gives brachas. So now there's a mitzvah of the mind to be humble. You're sitting and you're doing nothing. I'm a nothing. You're not a nothing. You are something because you're a Tzalem Alekim and your son from the Eibishter, but in arrogance, you're nobody. Well, you're getting carried away that somebody hurt your feelings. You're nobody. Stagonished. Finished. Relax. That's another mitzvah of the mind. Now, v'shemira oisai. There's a mitzvah to build a fear of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's a mitzvah of the mind. Fear HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You have to fear HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's a mitzvah to be afraid of Hashem. Even though they don't teach this today, because they're scared that the kids are so delicate, and it backfired on them today. They don't patch nobody today. You can't patch today. Not that I'm a big chassid of patching, but I'm all, if you give a patch, nothing's going to happen. But don't quote me on this, because I'll be locked up in jail as doing something wrong, even though I'm only suggesting it. My father's patch saved my life. I didn't get too many, but the ones I got, I still remember. And I never did it because of that. And because of my father, Zalazayin Gesund, he's an alternate youth today, when I didn't get up for davening, he took a cold, freezing water and spilled it on my face. And I never in my life, since Dom has come late to davening, I never came late to davening because of that. And because of that, my kids don't come late to Dom. So I owe my life to my father. But today, if you spill a cup of water on his kid, they'll say you're a molester, and you'll have to be locked up in jail, and they'll pull you to a bin tire, and they'll get dices on you because you spilled a cup of water. That's what my father says in Europe. You know what they did to him? My father went when he was 11 years old to Europe, and they woke him up at 3:45 in the morning. And they told me you didn't get up, the rabbi didn't give you breakfast that day. And did you get up, Shanaimo? But today in America, no. They thought they were massacring the dollar, like the liberals thought, like Rabbi Miller says, they were going to be massacring the dollar like that, and they killed it. I'm not saying you should patch for everything. And when you patch, you should do like Rabbi Miller used to say, really, this is five patch. But since I love you so much, I'm only giving you two. That's what Rabbi Miller says in his tapes you should do. Sometimes you have to give a pacha, kid. I told you the sisters what happened. One of the biggest makamkan. He heard me say by the lady, he heard over that I said that you're not a patch once in a while. He called me up. He said, how do you say such a thing publicly? I said, that's the worst thing I said. This is what I said. This is what you're getting me by, that I patch. He said, you're like the egg in his afternoon. But what's the problem? He says, no, I'm a chain tight. Caressing. So I said to him, that's if you got to caress. When was the last time you complimented an older person? You see, Ms. Powell, in this shul, we compliment old people too, but people have kindness at me that I compliment them too much. So I said to him, I want to ask you one shayla. This is the shayla that I asked. Do me a favor. It's coming, he called me before Hanukkah. Everybody boils up oil to make latkes for Hanukkah. You take hot oil. I asked, if your kid comes, I asked him, are you bald or not bald? He said, grabe, he has hair. But I said, I'm not bald. If they take this hot oil and they pour it on your head, are you going to caress your kid? Or are you going to give him a Zach kick that he'll remember for the rest of life? Answer me that question. Answer me. Answer me that question. Answer me that question, my Yadim. I said, if you're not answering that, I don't want to continue the conversation. He didn't answer me. I said to Yerosh, you're asking that for that deserves a patch. If a kid talks chutzpah to a father every single day, you ought to give him a patch. You ought to give him a patch at the end of the world. You ought to
call Halashon.
Teach your kid Yiddish Oynish. I don't care if they lock me up for this. But that's the truth. You do like Rabbi Miller says. You do it with a chazmah. You tell the kid, I love you. How many times have a father said to his kid he loves him? Never you hear a father say that. So you say to your kid, you love your kid. You say the word out. I had to leave. Once it in Yiddish, I had to leave. And then, father and said, boom. Not that his face should fall off. But if you do it every day, it's like, not the ice cream. But once in 6 years, if you patch your kid, I asked this guy also, and if your kid's running across the gutter, are you supposed to chop him? Tatale, this guy, don't run across the gutter. The car's almost coming and killing him. You give him a grab. I said, get back! But for chutzpah, you got to do that too. But today in America, they don't do that today. So this in general, I don't know if you could change it today, because it's already eingebacken in the system already. But I steig from patch. I got a patch from my grandmother, the Heilige Gemata stuff in Hebbetson, I'll never forget it still. Ooh, did that change my character in a certain way? This goes back a long time ago, 44 years ago. I'll never forget the patch. And I ran home. My mother lived across the street, my parents in the east side. I ran home in the middle of the meal because I got angry with my grandmother. The master stuff went up. So my mother gave me a Zach kick. Said, you better go back there. So my grandmother said, when you come back? So I threw you left. I had to thank God to let me in. I behaved from then on by that meal. And I don't even want to tell you what I got the patch for. Because you guys would think my grandmother was a tzaddikis on the floor. Everybody knows the master stuff went up. But it was Lord Ramo. So that's why we have today the liberals who are doing whatever you want. You can do what you want. Come what you want, say what you want. So hefkevel. So the Chayyus Alvava says, now don't get me wrong. I don't want you to take me to any dintoyer. I said you should patch. With chokhma, you light up. I come. I never hit my children because I'm not a patch kid. I'm not such a strong thing. But when I gave them a patch, they tell me now my married daughters. They remember it 20 years later. For certain things, I patched because I didn't lose it. I followed my mother's tape. That's not so easy to lose it. But for certain things, you're allowed to patch. You meet me privately, and I'll tell you when. But don't become into this liberal mahalach that you can't patch. You hear a little voice. If I patch you, you'll know why. The Chavis Havalas writes, the Amalek and Abonim used to patch them as Baalim. when they came late. Praise the Lord is right. So if I was Pacha Mispalo, he comes late every Shabbos. We start davening 8:15. He walks in 5 to 9. He's going to get it from the, you're going to meet a patch from there, obviously. He thinks it's the Hefka world. You can come when you want. Nice patch. I gather people come over to my stander, my pinch them as a joke to remind them they came late. They walk over to my seat, and I pinch them, and they go back to their seat. They stick out their hand to me. I say, that's fine. You come late, you get a patch. Adult, you can get a patch already. A kid, okay. You might get a little damage, but an adult, why not? I would love to get a patch. Not from you. I did something wrong. I said I would want somebody to give me a zet like this. Why not? Not a slow rush. To have her. It's love. A patch sometimes wakes you up. Everything gives us patches always. All this cancer, Rahman al-Islam, and all these sicknesses is only to wake us up. I don't state in the Chazal, I state in the Torah again and again, and everybody tries to dodge the ball. We look for excuses for everything. When somebody's diagnosed with cancer, it's a punishment for Klal Yisrael. No question about it. When this 4-year-old kid died this week, it's a punishment for us. No question about it. Our kid was a Kaddish retard. He didn't do any sins. The Eibush is trying to get our attention. So he gave us a patch. That's a better patch. When some a kid dies, Rachman al-Islam, in a hole, a Misa Mishunah, it's a terrible patch. The whole Hanukkah vacation should be canceled because of that if we would have any seichel. The Elim should say, how could I go wrong this year? Hey, this girl died and I just saw a 22-year-old girl, Dr. Miller's daughter, in the middle of childbirth, and this one died. Things are like not even normal death. And I'm going away Shabbos Hanukkah. What are you going away Shabbos Hanukkah? We had so many tragedies happen. Where is it? But if you... when I come tell people who are authorities, they say, Rabbi Milonik. And Yatusha, I'm strong, I'm the nicest guy around. I never bothered anybody personally. But I personally hold it should be Mavatl this year. A 4-year-old kid died, a Misa Mishunah. Where is the island? The Shluf. They were still patched, and now it's out. And a lady should die in childbirth, never see a child again. It's a tragedy. A child should never know the mother. It hurts the heart. I suggest not to go away for Shadow Han. A lot of people, all my Mispalim, I have one Zach, all my Mispalim, the ones who are considered Mispalim. If you come Friday night, listen, I really didn't count you as a Mispalim. So I'm all three tribes in the shul. That's what the Rebbe told me. That's the Rebbe told me. You want to accept his sheet is good. You don't want to accept it, do what you want. So my Mispalim will go away, all call me up, tell me that going away for Shabbos. Most of them call me Friday afternoon. Ruba call me. They say good Shabbos. I miss them. They call me up. They say good Shabbos. If not, I call them. 1 week, Dr. Miller, Zolzheim Gesund, wasn't here for Shabbos. But at the last day, he went to the mitzvah and the other side of town. I was mamish nervous. I wanted to go to his house to see before Shabbos reads. A person bothered with the same shul. And the rabbi is never allowed to go away for Shabbos. Never allowed to go away for Shabbos. He has an achrayus to take care of his mispalim to see if they're there or not there. If not, he shouldn't be there. Unless he has a family, simcha, which he also, Rabbi Miller, said you should be mamayis. You think I don't want to go away for Shabbos? I have sisters who made oiful for me. I went away in the last 15 years, 4 or 5 times for Shabbos. It's a big pain in the neck. My kids suffer a lot for it, but the Rebbe says I got out. You have to be there. You have to be, give the drosh. You have to learn with them in the afternoon. It's not a hefkevelt. America, it's a hefkevelt. You go. This one goes to the Aguda convention, leaves his place, Hefke, and this one does this, and the Spalim are happy, they don't have what to do. No. It's an obligation. So let's go back over here. Say, yeah, fear Hashem. How could you go away this year, Sunday? You want to go for Shabbos? Come and watch your Shabbos. Everybody should be back. Tragedy happened, so many of them. So many circumstances happened. Yeah. But nobody ever thinks a minute about fearing Hashem. I once spoke about a Gehenna in Shul. Rav was here. Rav used to daven. So you speak about Gehenna, you're going to depress your Mispalim. And I said, my Mispalim are not going to get depressed. Rabbi Miller promised me, as much as you speak about Gehenna, they're never going to get depressed. It's a tocha from Hashem. Ever since I'm going to get depressed from Gehenna, they're getting depressed because they never speak about Gehenna. So they have no oomph to live. There's nothing to live for. But if you have an oomph, all you have to do, I can't go away. I'm going to Chicago for this week. Where is he going? You have time? It's time. You have to learn. You have so much to accomplish. You have so much machshavas of the mind to think. So here, if a person sits once a month, Rabbi Miller says, for 30 seconds, He thinks about this mitzvah of the mind. And if you don't fear Rav, Rabbi Miller said, if you don't fear your own Rav, so how are you going to fear Hashem? How can you have to fear somebody? Even in the east side, where my Rav, who had daven Shabbos in the weekdays, was a shaved Rav, who used to put on cologne in those days, I still had fear from him. I was brought up with fear. You have a fear from the rain. Come, you go, you leave, you do what you want. It's a hefker world today. And in Israel, nobody's afraid of Hashem. And if you're not afraid of Hashem, you don't have Yiddish or Oynish. So the Abish is giving us so many things to have Yiddish or Oynish. Yiddish or Oynish. Hey, a person died across the street a few years ago. Everybody should have fixed their act and sneezed in that cul-de-sac. Nobody fixed their act. A young lady died from cancer. Nobody opened up their mouths about it. Why? Because they're scared. He's scared of the Irish, that there's a Yiddish or Oynish. And the Chavis HaVavah says, think Amol about Yiddish or Oynish. Think about Gehenim. I have a lot of Menailim who daven here in Shul. I told them they should have a subject in Shul, Mizol Rebbe, Emol HaChavis Vegen Gehenim. Rabbi Miller says in his tapes that when he was growing up, the Goyish politician spoke about Gehenim. Imagine Patterson, the governor from New York, the größte dummy, the blunde schwarze, garnished or begarnished. If he would speak about Gehenna once in a while, you ever heard Gehenna, man? You ever heard Drosha? Come up. Keynote session by the Gude Convention, Gehenna. So name of the ladies would come to dress properly. I mean, that's the way they can handle my mole. But who speaks about God? Nobody. But the famous Havalas is a mitzvah, a saying, a mind. You see a man or a lady going through Yenna Machla, and you see his hair fall out. Zot the blazer shaft, his hair to remind us about Gehenna. And nobody talks about it. And happening to say that one guy dies, another one diagnosed. So it's a hellish day. A boy came to me tonight, an 11-year-old boy with his father. He has diabetes. Children of this, he wanted to know. He came with a cute kid. He's a kid. Mamish could kiss him up. He was so excited. He had a thing. He wanted to know how to prick his finger, alcohol, with this, with that. It's a whole life. It's a punishment. The kid didn't do anything wrong. I was thinking to myself, how grateful I have to be that none of my children, Baruch Hashem, had it still to yet today. So something gedolah. I haven't thought about that yet. Your 12-year-old son doesn't have children's diabetes. He told me it's for life, the kid. He wanted to know how to do it on Shabbos. Yeah, how to open the package. We went through everything. He had to take out blood. And then he has to put it into a little blue thing. He has to push numbers. You don't have that and you're not happy. You're not going to talk about that. If you're not going to speak about these things, you're going to walk around like a depressed man. You're never going to get better. So when I saw this thing today, but you know, it's just supposed to bring a fairness into me. Why else did this guy come to me to have the Shiloh, this boy and his father? It's the Yira, or you saw it. You live in a cul-de-sac, you live in a neighborhood where somebody dies diagnosed with cancer, and you didn't change anything. You are you going to get it in the next world? And she said, you lose mamish over there in that thing. Abishah wants you to change completely, slowly. But if nobody ever says the Yira, or you say, so now when you're sitting by a chasana, or you're sitting somewhere else, about a dentist in the office. I was thinking today, I was about a dentist in the office. I had trouble with a thing over here. I was thinking, boy, the great Yisurim would have had. Here's a lady who was going through major surgery today, a lady who I know lives in this community, not far from her. She has Yana Masa, she has to have a major operation, she has to take off part of her body. And I'm visiting her saying, oh, my tooth hurts me over here, tippish. Maybe she could have made who knows what. And who's doing anything? I asked the guy who lives in that area, are you going to Florida this year? Who says I'm going to Florida? Why should I change my mind for? What do you mean, why should you change your mind? The Amish is mumming us. But the only reason why it doesn't help us because we don't put into our mind the Nira Oisai to fear Hashem. And that's an obligation of the mind. And not to speak about it every day because it doesn't work, but once in a while to tell your children. Even I have a child, a girl, a younger girl. She says, why is Hashem punishing so many people for? An 8-year-old girl says, why is Hashem punishing? Zaidi says in his tapes, my kids go to sleep with Rabbi Miller playing. They're used to it already. One kid listened 1,000 times to the same tape almost already. She knows it by heart, works well. A little year kid. She knows it very good already. Because the kid, my older son, plays the same tape every night. He falls asleep with the tape, and the idol gets up with the tape. Because somehow somebody puts it on in the middle of the night, and as I gave this, she says, Abe, he says, the world is such a good place. So why did this boy, she asked me this week, so why did a 4-year-old boy die? Zadie says, the elder Zadie says, she calls him Zadie Miller. She says, why is this? So I have to explain it. That is, how is a good world? And so many people are gesund. Maybe she wants to get our attention. We have to be afraid. Ooh, so I have to be good in the house. But I have to be afraid of Hashem. So if you train a kid like that from 3 years old, that there's a Gehenna somewhere, well, they'll find out about it. You don't have to find out when you get there. So now we have the mitzvah of the positive demand. We never have to fight the liberal world. Because the whole world today does what they want. It's a hefkevelt, shebehefkevelt, and it's seeped into the Orthodox community. You do what you want. You come when you want. You go what you want. You listen. You don't listen. You do listen. You don't listen. What are you telling me what to do? Somebody should tell you what to do. It's the best thing when you have somebody to tell you what to do to live your life. We cry over those days when the Rebbe Zatzal was living and he zogged the sarayin and tatten adroch and abedish Hashem. Today it's shvacha, we don't have those type of yidin, so we have tapes to listen to. But Rabbi Miller used to say on his walk every day, we're not asking for this from ourselves, we're not on that madrega, but every day on his walk he said for 1 minute the word olam habo, and then he said gehenim. Now you never said the word gehenim once in your life yet. I'm telling you, I once spoke about it here in the shul 7 years ago. When my Shabbos shul with the Rosh Hashanah, Rav came over to me after. He said, don't talk about Gehenna. The Rebbe is going to get depressed. I said, 75% are taking pills anyway. You don't know about it. I know about everybody who's on medication. So what are you worried about? They're on pills anyway. So I'll get them off the pills. And Shalem, well, I got them off the pills. You talk to Amos, you say over from the Rebbe's itself. You start thinking about the greatness of Am Yisrael. You start thinking about what Olam Haba is and what Gehenna is. You become you have a chukah. What if you don't ever hear these Yisraelis? So how strange if you have an empty life? David should bench you all. That you should think, and you should know one thing, that all the punishments that are happening to Klal Yisrael, this that the 4-year-old boy died this week, tragedy upon tragedies, gesunde child, this is what this one, and this that you have this boy in the hospital, 13 years old, what's his name, from Yeshiva Katana, Zayda's Rabbi Brody, what's his name? Braunspiegel, laying so many months in the hospital in a coma. The Eivishter wants us to wake up! And wants to wake up, that you'll be machma on one Shabbos Chanukah. And I know I'm talking wasted talk, but I personally make a Yom Tefillah here on Shabbos. And this shul, we make special time. We have a special seder here, Erev Shabbos Chanukah. Erev Shabbos Chanukah. For thousands of people who are running to New York, we have a shir here, Erev Shabbos Chanukah, half hour before Adlokas Neir, to pray for the apes, for all the guys who are traveling to New York. You owe this shul a lot. You can give membership even though you don't belong here. We have a Seder here, Erev Shabbos Chanukah, half hour, I give a shir, 3:00 to 3:30 to 4 o'clock. The last few years, because I felt thousands of people are traveling to New York, who's going to pray for them? So we learn Torah over here. At first, the Olam thought, an elder, he said, Stamashigana. When his kid got into an accident going to New York, he came over to me, he asked me, this is a Zaymashigana. If you could think this week, so what's my voice from this week? I'm sorry I spoke about hitting children with all these things that you didn't want to hear, but I love you dearly all. I'm never going to hit you people. The main thing is this week, if you could spend 30 seconds thinking about Gehenna, punishment, you'll see how it'll change your personality to a certain degree. Think 30 seconds once a day. If you could take this limud from what we said tonight, think 30 seconds about Petch, about Gehenna, about Machlis, about all this, you'll see how it'll change your character to a certain degree. If I didn't speak, if I went out of my boundaries, I ask you all Mechila, the Epsi Shabenshu, all Lariches Yom and Visharim, Altiya Berhis Adyat, Kalabay Nacham. One second, next week, even though it's Erev Shabbos Chanukah, there's a shir. So please don't go to New York Thursday night, wait till Friday morning.
The shiur you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the Rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.